Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Regicide, Storm Cloud by Eric Heiker is an intriguing dive into a fantastical realm where it all is not as it seems. Shine's life has been mostly uneventful in the sleepy backwater town of Hanover. That is, until the night his father was murdered by the tyrannical King Pius. Well, 10 years later, he sets out to find fellow adventurers to aid in his quest to rid the kingdom of King Pius and his tyranny for good. With each new adventure he and his troop encounter, new mysteries and new allies grow. A creeping sense of despair lingers in the air with each new town and quest they discover. Could there be an even greater threat looming than the wicked King Pius? Any lover of fantasy, adventuring, and lovable, relatable characters will find an edge-of-your-seat journey in Regicide Stormcloud by first-time author Eric Heiker, who always has had a passion for creative writing as well as video gaming, his favorite hobby. And Eric Heiker joins us on This Week in America. Eric, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Hard to believe it's the first time that you've written a book. You've obviously have these stories that you want to tell, and you do such a good job of bringing this world that you've created to life. Why the fantasy genre? When do you get excited about writing in the fantasy genre?
Just something about swords and magic and that kind of world building where it's not all technology. Everything's a little simpler. I always liked those kind of stories growing up in video games and movies.
Well, and I mentioned relatable characters, and we'll talk about that, drawing out these characters, and you make them believable in this world of make-believe that you've created in Regicide Stormcloud. The book, by the way, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Eric's website is facebook.com/regicide, the name of the book. If you're Googling Heiker, Eric's last name is H-E-I-C-H-E-R. We'll give you all that as we go through the problem. What for you is the most difficult aspect of writing? What do you find the most challenging about writing?
The editing process. It's tedious and boring. You just gotta muscle way through it.
You know, that would be, yeah, I can't write. I don't have that ability. But if I did, I'm thinking that's one skill, going back over and over and over again. Well, you do that with, you know, audio and video programs you put together, and you go back and you edit, and you go through it, and you go through it. Some say, I love that process. You say not so much, so that is tedious for you to go back and go over it.
Yeah, especially the mechanical parts. Like punching it up to make it more interesting is fun, but finding all the little grammatical errors and spelling errors and fixing things, that's not fun.
Is it difficult when you go back and you think, okay, I've got to cut something out of this story? I would think it'd be very difficult to go back and edit something you've put your heart and soul into writing this and to go back and go, okay, I'm going to delete a couple of pages here. Is that difficult to do?
I haven't had that come up. I've had to snip out little parts, but it's usually like a sentence or two, just it's over elaboration or something.
Well, and that's good. So you haven't had to do that. It's just going back and cleaning up some of the grammar, I guess, in that type of thing. Let me ask the opposite of that. As you're writing, what's the easiest for you to do? What is the most fun? It's tedious to go back and do the editing. What's fun for you? What do you look forward to doing?
The dialogue. That's where you can really make your characters come to life, make them unique, and set them apart from every other story people have read.
Yeah, how difficult is that to write good dialogue where you say just enough but not too much and you keep the story moving? Is that a challenge, or does that come natural for you?
Well, for me, it comes natural. People always say dialogue's like the hardest thing to write. That's like the one part that comes easiest for me.
Well, and I was thinking of that as you mentioned that, because some will say, you know, I get fine, then I get the dialogue and I get bogged down in that. And fortunately for you, that's the fun part in writing. Eric Heiker is our guest on the program. His book is Regicide Stormcloud. Book available wherever you buy books. Send it to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of those places. Link on directly to Eric's site on Amazon by going to our website. Also his Facebook page, facebook.com/regicide. Get information, order the book there as well. What stories inspire you? What some of the stories over the years that really drew you in and you thought, okay, I'm going to store this in my memory bank and maybe someday I could do something similar to this?
I like the Lord of the Rings stories and Harry Potter. and different video games like Legend of Zelda. I pretty much grew up on Nintendo, so all the old adventure games from that era.
Yeah, it's a great background, and there were so many classics that came out of that era. Talk a little bit about your experience and background. Give us a little information on who you are and where this fascination with gaming, which sort of the entrance point for writing. A little bit of background. Who are you? Where did this idea come from?
The idea I've had for a long time since high school was originally intended to be a video game. I actually went to college for video game design, wasn't able to break into that industry. Then eventually I just decided to turn it into a novel. So when you're reading it, you can kind of see like the how it could easily be a video game because that's what it was originally intended for.
Well, and that's interesting. Does that background, the education in video gaming, your experience in gaming, does that help you set up the story that you're telling when you're writing, in this case, gen or regicide?
Yeah, it helped a lot. There's a lot of role-playing games now, they go really into like world building and character development. So the technology's there where they can go a lot deeper in. So just learning on how to build worlds and make the characters unique, I was able to translate that into a book pretty easily.
Well, you've done that in Regicide. I mentioned the characters, the world that you've created. Do you see this as being a series? Is this a one-off, or do you see this as being a series of books?
It's going to be a series of books.
Did you know that going in when you were writing Regicide? Did you have in your mind this is just going to be one of several, at least in the series?
I knew it was going to be a series. It was just too much to put all in one book, unless you want to read like a 2,000-page novel.
Well, yeah, and I often think that, boy, that has to be a lot of freedom for you because you know you don't have to wrap up the story. You just are going to continue the story, hook us and get us into the second book in the series. Does that give you some of the freedom to really tell a story and not worry about condensing it, wrapping it up at the end of the book in 500, 600 pages?
Yeah, it does. Like, I haven't decided if it's going to be four books or five. Like, I have all the main plot lines worked out, but it's a matter of how much stuff's going to be in between there and how long those novels end up being.
Well, let's talk about that. And I love from the aspect of characters, storyline, and world. Let's talk about this world that you've created, the town of Hanover. How did that occur to you? How did you come up with that? And then did you do a lot of outlining what that town, characteristics of the town, the pluses, the minuses? How did you develop this world that you've created?
With Hanover is actually the name of the town I grew up in, Hanover Park. So just a
Interesting.
combination of that. And I wanted to be like a kind of an old English themed town, kind of simple, like countryside, kind of like a simple backwater with simple people.
So you were able to draw from that background. How about the characters? Any similarity between yourself or other people and the characters you've created?
I mean, there's definitely a little bit me and the main character shine. I think every author has that, where inevitably some of their personality is going to come across in the main protagonist. And one person's named after someone I used to work with and has his personality more or less.
That is interesting. So as you're reading it, you'll try to figure out who that is that Eric is adapted for the book. The book is Regicide Stormcloud. Eric Heicher, and that's Heicher. If you're Googling, book is available wherever books are sold. Of course, the link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you create characters, talk about what goes into that. And by that, I mean how many characters you have. Sometimes you see a book and you almost have to keep a legal pad next to you to keep track of all the characters that come and go. A workable number, and then make them unique. These can't be a reflection of somebody else's work. These have to be the creation of Eric Heicher. How do you go about creating the characters?
Start small, start with simple concepts. Video games helped a lot, especially like role-playing games, because there's usually a general like character class. This person's the warrior, this is the mage, this is the rogue. So you start with something like that and figure out kind of their basic personality traits that would fit that. And then you just gradually add in just wrinkles here and there just to make them more unique and more deep.
When you start the writing process, do you pretty well know, are the characters developed at least on paper? Is the storyline developed and you just sort of now tell the story, or do things sort of organically grow as you're telling the story, writing the story?
It's more organic, if just the basic bare bones, like point A to point B, where they're going, but all the interesting stuff that happens in between is kind of organic. Like there's a lot of dialogue that just spur of the moment, just inspiration. It wasn't planned.
Are you interested in any other genre, or the fantasy seems to be what you're very good at? Are you thinking about any other genres?
I've always been a fan of like horror movies and like survival horror games. The horror genre would be interesting to write about, and sci-fi is essentially fantasy, just with shiny weapons and technology.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Eric Eicher, our guest on the program, talking about his first book, Regicide Stormcloud. You'll find it wherever books are sold. Facebook, very simple to follow, facebook.com/regicide. Information there, information on ordering, and of course we have that on our website. What is writing to you? I don't know. What is your occupation? Are you going to write full time?
That's the idea, right? I've worked in customer service most of my life. So I like my current job, but I'd rather be a full time author.
That would be nice, and you've got, you're off on the right foot with this book, Regicide. It's going to be a series, and you can enjoy the book by picking up a copy, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any of the usual places. Again, let's go back and talk about video games, because sometimes we're tied up in video games, and we're thinking, are we doing anything constructive? Is it a waste of time? Our kids are, and we're thinking, boy, couldn't they be doing something more constructive? This really is constructive, isn't it? There is a lot that goes into video gaming, and for you, it's been this background that's created this potential career in writing.
Yeah, definitely. The stories can definitely inspire you, just like reading a book or watching a movie. And video games will develop your motor skills too, especially like the more fast-paced games. So there's definitely a benefit to playing video games.
How old were you when you started gaming?
As young as I can remember, 3 or 4.
Wow.
The old Nintendo, the original one.
Oh, yes, yes. Remember that quite well. So you really got your start, sort of the basics of gaming then, didn't you?
Yeah, I grew up playing Mario and Zelda.
Did you ever think that gaming, first of all, would influence your life as much as it has, or where we would come in terms of gaming? I mean, this is huge now. There are gaming leagues and teams and people making a fortune doing gaming. You ever think that Mario Brothers, you start off on that and suddenly there's this whole industry that's grown up?
Yeah, around junior high and high school, I kind of got the idea that's what I'm most passionate about. Nothing else really particularly interested me as much as like video game design. I always enjoyed writing too, but I like the full immersion of a video game where it's everything, sights, sounds, and you're actively reacting to things.
Well, let's talk about the difference, because what you said is so very true. With gaming, there's so much sensory going on around you. Now you're quiet, solitude, you're doing the writing. Was that difficult to adapt to, that it's just you, maybe a little music in the background, and the computer?
Yep, that's usually how I have to do it, music in the background. It did take a little bit of getting used to, just sitting still for hours at a time, just working through. Once you kind of get into a zone, and the words are just kind of flying onto the page off your fingertips, the time goes by really fast. There have been times where it'll feel like I've only been sitting for a half hour, and it's been 6.
You know, it's interesting. People talk about writer's block and what do you do? And people say, yeah, I've gone through that and I really don't know. It almost sounds, in your case, the ideas keep coming is almost the opposite. You have to realize, okay, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I've got to go to work in a couple of hours. I got to shut it off for the evening. Is your mind always active thinking about stories and how to tell those stories?
For the most part, I mean, at some point you get a little burnt and your mind needs a rest. And if I do get writer's block, that's just good time just to stop and do something else.
Yeah.
It'll come to you.
I guess there's a message there that just relax for a while and sleep on it. Don't force it and it will come to you. Do you have a set time that you like to write? I'm always interested in the writing process. Do you say, okay, each night from 9 to midnight, I'm going to write? Or do you just do it when you feel like I've got a story I need to tell?
Yep, I hate routines. So it's just whenever I feel like it.
I like that. So just forget about, structure. And when you feel like it, sit down and write it. What do you hope the takeaway is as the readers read Regicide Stormcloud? What do you hope they get out of it?
I hope, first and foremost, hope they're entertained. That's the main reason for writing a book like this. Also, if it can inspire people to either write or do something with their lives based on the messages in the book, whatever that may be, that make it worth writing.
Well, is that part of the fun of writing? Because probably different people will read the book and maybe come away with some different ideas, a different takeaway. Is that part of the fun? You throw that out there and you sort of let them be creative and come to their own conclusions.
Yep. So I was inspired on like Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter. So I'm writing something and hopefully someone will be inspired off of that and do their own thing.
Yes.
They'll just going.
Well, in fact, a couple minutes here, let's talk about it. If somebody's thinking, I've always wanted to do this, I've always wanted to write, but I just haven't done it. What inspiration would you give them to do? What was the satisfaction when you started writing, you have the book and it's published and you're holding a copy of Regicide in your hand? I mean, this is the book. It's your book cover. It's your title. It's your name on the front of the book, the cover. What was that like? Talk about the reward in going ahead and doing this.
Oh, the feeling was unreal when I first got the author copy and actually got to physically hold it and flip through the book. It was that sense of accomplishment that all that work finally came out into fruition.
What's the response been like from family and friends?
Everyone's been really supportive. Some were surprised I didn't tell them I was writing a book until it was about to be published.
Where do you stand now? You mentioned others, not sure how many will be in the series. Are you into book two now?
Yeah, I'm into book two. There's just a couple details to work out, but that's almost ready to go.
Well, hopefully the editing will go a little better this time. It won't be quite so boring and tedious. Talk about the joy that you get in telling these stories. I know you're still active in gaming and you chose this route to tell the story through the writing. How much fun is this?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. So, other than dialogue, just building a whole world out of nothing. Just your own imagination. It's a really freeing feeling just to be able to just create from something from nothing.
Well, yeah, and you've done that so well in the book Regicide. And I would think from your standpoint, you can sort of escape the real world and go to this world that you've created and get lost in that and dealing with Shine and all of the characters and King Pius back in Hanover and go through all of that. Is that fun just to sort of have that escape? And you're not really escaping. You're going to a world that you've created to finish another book that people will enjoy. How enjoyable is that?
Oh, it's incredibly enjoyable. Once you get sucked into it, hours seem like minutes. And I'm hoping when people read it, that's the feeling they get. They pick it up and just can't put it down.
Well, and as you read the reviews, that's exactly the response that people are having in really enjoying the story that you tell. I mentioned an edge of your seat journey. Talk about that, making it flow from one chapter to the other where there doesn't seem to be a lull in there. I mean, you keep it moving and it's difficult to put down a night because you want to read another chapter before you go to bed. How challenging is that to make this book move as rapidly as it does?
Well, for me, I have a really short attention span. So if I'm reading it getting bored, I can only imagine how bored the readers are getting.
Ah.
That's when I go back and add extra detail, try and punch up the dialogue and keep things exciting.
Well, good instinct. It has worked very well. Eric, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Hiker, if you're looking to Google, is H-E-I-C-H-E-R. Book you'll find at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places, marketing through kingpagespress.com, and I thank them for setting up our conversation today. Facebook, facebook.com/regicide, a great place to get information on Eric and information on the book there as well. When do you think book two will be available, would you guess? Sometime this year?
Hopefully. Well, fingers crossed.
Well, I will have that, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Eric, congratulations on an excellent book that you've written, a fascinating world that you've created, and the great story you tell in Regicide. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
A pleasure to have you with us on the program. Eric Hiker, the book is Regicide Storm Cloud. You'll find it at all the usual places. And go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, link on directly to Eric's Amazon page, Facebook page as well, and get all of the information there. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.